الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فيا عباد الله أوصيكم أولا ونفسي بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون قال تعالى في كتابه أم حسبتم أن تتركوا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتن الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تتمنوا لقاء العدو فإذا لقيتم فاصبروا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام All praise and thanks due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Peace and salawat upon our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam Firstly, I would like to advise myself and those who are present Ittaqillaha ta'ala Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all moments, at all situations. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, as we know very well, the test that we are going through, the difficulties that we are going through, it is indeed in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look into the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we understand very clearly that such situations will cross the Muslim Ummah, will prevail upon the Muslim Ummah. As Allah says in the Quran, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ O people, do you think that you shall be left just because that you have brought Iman, the test and the agony, what crossed the previous Ummah shall not cross yours. Allah is raising a question but a message that after Iman, after Islam, we as a Muslim Ummah will face test. We as a Muslim Ummah will be thrown into situations which will bring agony and etc. Allah says in the Quran, وَلَكَدْ فَطَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ Verily, we have tested many before you all. And from this, Allah exposed to the Ummah, Allah exposed who are the people have sincere Iman in Allah, who have brought complete faith in Allah, and وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَالِبِينَ from which Allah will expose people who have not accepted this deen, even though outwardly they claim to be people of Iman and Islam. Further Allah is saying, أَمْ حَسِبُتُمْ Do you think أَنْ تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ That you could enter Jannah in an easy manner? That the test of the previous nation has not come to you all? Or before that Allah exposed to the world who have made the sincere effort, who have made the mujahada at the time of the test, their iman did not shake, their amal did not shake, their hearts were connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ, Allah will make known to the world who are the real sincere people to Allah, who have extreme patience, that this is a test from my Allah, that I am patient because the good and the bad all happens with the will and the wish of Allah, with the order of Allah. Now I am making sabr. At this moment, that the image of the Muslim Ummah, especially in our country, which was damaged all over, now it has begun to be damaged in this country as well. But we need to understand, وَيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ, we need to have that patience, we need to have that sabr, and Allah is watching who have done the right thing, who have done the wrong thing, who wasted time in passing, talking, having gossip and etc., who were sincere, who were helping, who were supporting, who were making an effort to come out of this curse or of this test. But my dear brothers in Islam, this is what this ayah is teaching you and me. These type of things will come to us, not once, not twice. This problem will settle inshallah. Another will come, may come, it will continue, ila qiyamis sa'a. But my dear brothers in Islam, Allah is watching that who is a sincere person at this injunction, looking after the iman, looking after the amal. My dear brothers in Islam, another place in the Quran, Allah is saying, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعْهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. Allah is saying, do you think that you could achieve this Jannah easily, without any sacrifice, without any mujahada, without any difficulty, that you could achieve this Jannah in a such a way? وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, those tests and those mujahada have, until, has not crossed your, that sacrifices has not crossed your, as the previous nation, the parables of the difficulties and the agonies of the previous nation has not crossed your, and مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ, they were afflicted with affliction of wealth, affliction of health. Quran is specifying one by one. They came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mata Nasrullah, Ya Rasulullah, when is the help of Allah coming? It has come to a such a stage that we are going through such great difficulty. Ala inna Nasrullahi kareem. Behold, the help of Allah is swift and quick, and it is arriving, it is coming, it will come very soon. My dear brothers in Islam, Khabbab bin Arat radiallahu anhu narrates, Shakuna ila Rasulillah. We went to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We complained to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the days of Makkah. Ya Rasulullah, just because we have said this kalima la ilaha illallah, we have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have accepted you as the prophet of this ummah, the difficulty and the agony that we are going through. Ya Rasulullah, ala tastansur lana, ala tad'u lana. Ya Rasulullah, don't you supplicate for Allah and ask that Allah to send down His help, to Allah to send down His assistance and His nusra. But my dear brothers in Islam, when they came, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was lying down under the shade of the Kaaba. And the Sahaba came with great difficulty and pain, and they complained to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh my Sahaba, don't you know the test what has crossed the previous nations, the test what has crossed the previous nations, a hole was dug and a person of iman was put, he was chopped into two pieces. Oh, combs of iron were used to comb over him, and he was punished in this way. Such situation has not come to you all, and previous nation went through much more than you all, much more than you all, O my Sahaba. But they were patient. But I see Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, be patient, be calm, a time will come. When did Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this? In the days of Makkah, in the beginning stage of Islam, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, O my Sahaba, a time will come to this ummah, a time will come to the people of Islam. فَيَسِيرُ الرَّاقِبُ مِنْ سَنْعَى إِلَىٰ حَضْرَمَوْتِ. A traveler will travel from Sana'a in Yemen to Hadramaut, days of journey. But my dear brothers in Islam, here in Makkah, there was insecurity. The lives of Sahaba were in threat. At any time, anything could happen. So much of harm were crossing the Sahaba. But Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam talking about the strength and the security of the Muslim Ummah in Yemen, my dear brothers in Islam. But he said, وَلَكِنَّكُمْ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. Oh my Sahaba, but you all are rushing, but you all are hurrying. Do not rush, do not hurry. Come, have sabr, have patience. And the previous nation, when such problems came, they had sabr and patience, and they were victorious. Today, you want to be victorious? Be patient, O my Sahaba. The patience, my dear brothers in Islam, has no limit in Islam. We need to understand the life of Muhammadur Rasulullah. لَكَدْ أُوْذِيتُ فِي اللَّهِ وَمَا يُوْذَى أَحَدٍ. I, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, amount of pain, amount of difficulty that I as Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has crossed, no one in this planet has ever crossed. But my dear brothers in Islam, he went through for the sake of Islam. Just because we have brought Iman in the Haq, in the truth. But my dear brothers in Islam, because of this reason that we are being disgraced, our image is being damaged all over. But we need to understand, we as people of Iman, that the previous Ummah sacrificed their lives, their wealth for the sake of Allah. But my dear brothers in Islam, at this moment, we need to have sabr. Like the Sahaba, what they said, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَمَا زَادُوهُ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا. When this situation arrived upon our beloved Sahaba, our predecessors, my dear brothers in Islam, they said, whatever Allah and Rasul has promised has is true, and whatever Allah and Rasul has promised is true and correct and hard, and Allah and Rasul will never go against their promise. وَمَا زَادُوهُ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا. Such situations only increase their iman in Allah, only increase their nearness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we need to fear is the words of the hypocrites of that time who said that they are people of Islam. But Allah is saying in the Quran, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And they also said that Allah and Rasul is promising, but Allah and Rasul have not fulfilled their promise, and etc. These were the statement which was uttered, and they came out with ample reason to run out of the situation, to come out of the situation. My dear respected brothers, elders in Islam, we need to understand, at this moment, we people of Iman should not be shaken. Where Quran is saying, وَالزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولِ. The Sahaba was shaken. Today, the emotional battle, the ideological battle, the ideological warfare, what they have embarked on. We need to understand, we should not give up our Iman. We should not utter words which can take us away from Allah and Rasul. We should not utter words that will bring the test of Allah upon us. Let us turn to Allah Ta'ala at this moment. Here the life of Rasul is the most beautiful example. But my dear brothers in Islam, the test that Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went through, none of us have ever gone through. None after him have ever gone through. But my dear brothers in Islam, we need to understand, when it came to his personal life, family life, social life, when it came to his wife, when it came to his daughter, when it came to his own sons, when it came to the Muslim Ummah, when it came to his own homely life, that there are narrations to say, Al-Hilal, Summal Hilal, Summal Hilal, crescent after crescent, there was nothing to consume in the house of Rasulullah. When it came to the daughter of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the kuffar attacked her, they called after a few days or after a few months of her death. But my dear brothers, brothers and elders in Islam, when it came to the family of Rasul, they were accused. My dear brothers in Islam, the worst and the saddest part in the history of Islam, we need to understand one thing, one incident. The incident of Aisha radiallahu anha, when she was accused of adultery. But my dear brothers in Islam, the saddest and the most darkest part in the history of Islam is the incident when they accused the most pure mother in Islam, Aisha radiallahu anha. When you read those narrations, my dear brothers in Islam, we even cannot read those incidents without dropping a tear from our eyes. That the historians who narrated, the muhaddithun who narrated, they all teared when they heard the incident. Here Aisha radiallahu anha narrates the agony, the pain, the mental torture that she went through. My dear brothers in Islam, this was the incident after the Sahaba were returning from the expedition called Ghazwatu Bani al-Mustalib. They were returning back to Makkah, Medina al-Munawwara. My dear brothers in Islam, at that moment that Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed the caravan and the army to take some rest and to start the journey again in the outskirts of Medina al-Munawwara. My dear brothers in Islam, here Aisha radiallahu anha went out to answer the call of nature. However, that she lost her necklace and she was looking and she found, and when she came back, the caravan and the Muslim army had left to Medina al-Munawwara. Here Aisha radiallahu anha was alone in the desert. She sat in the same place. She confirmed, she sat in the same place. She realized after a few times that the Sahaba and the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam will realize that they have left me and they will come back to the same place. And my dear brothers in Islam, we need to understand that Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed a Sahabi called Safwan radiallahu anhu, who used to travel behind the Muslim army, and when he comes, whenever anything left behind by the Sahaba, then he will collect all of them and he will come to Medina al-Munawwara. When he saw Aisha radiallahu anha, because before the ayat of hijab, he has seen Aisha radiallahu anha, that when he saw, he said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Here the wife of Rasulullah is left behind. And she confirmed, here Safwan was such a decent person. He looked down, he did not even look in front of me or look at me. He went forward. Anakhanaqatahu. He made the camel to sit. He made me sit on the camel and he made me cross. And here the midday they were entering Medina al-Munawwara. My dear brothers in Islam, this is the problem of media today also. Small problem, they will make it a big one. A small issue, they will make it look worse. Here, the midday, the Safwan and Aisha radiallahu anha, they were entering into Medina al-Munawwara. The people of Medina could see Aisha entering Medina with Safwan bin Safwan radiallahu anhu. Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, the hypocrite of Medina, he was the head of the hypocrites of Medina. My dear brothers in Islam, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, he burns the city of Medina. He makes a propaganda. He makes a big promotion and a propaganda that Aisha radiallahu anha, had committed adultery. My dear brothers in Islam, today we see the amount of accusation against Islam, against the Muslim, against the ulama. My dear brothers in Islam, in such situation, they are accusing of many things which have no base, which have no foundation. We need to understand, here the entire Medina, the message was going, a widespread message across Medina. The munafiqs were enjoying, propagating, my dear brothers in Islam. Unlike today, we need to understand the amount of accusation they targeted. If they could attack the ulama, their consensus, or the unity of the ulama, if they could attack, if they could put their status down in the eyes of the public, Islam will be put down. Why? When ulama not recognized, the senior ulama in this country are thought as rogues who have abused the Islamic right. What will happen, my dear brothers in Islam? اتخذ الناس رؤوسا جهالا. People will take ignorant as the leaders. فضلوا أضلوا. They themselves are astray and they will lead the ummah astray. Here in our country, the very good parable, they targeted the ulama. They attacked continuously. They put them down. They gave false propaganda, false promotion. The media, some media supported in a stronger way, whether it's the paper media, electronic media, social media, played a vital role, put the pictures of the ulama and keep on degrading and disgracing them. But my dear brothers in Islam, we need to understand, this was the same situation that happened to Aisha. My dear brothers in Islam, we need to understand that Aisha radiallahu anha herself, that she is claiming, when I came to Medina al-Munawwara, more than a month passed, I do not know about this incident. One day, I had to go out to answer the call of nature. Then the Ummu Mistah radiallahu anha accompanied me. When she was going, she cursed her son Mistah. Then I said, why are you cursing your son Mistah? He is a great person. He is a very good Sahabi. How can you disgrace him? He is a Badri. He is a Muhajir. How can you insult him? She said, O Aisha radiallahu anha, don't you know what Mistah has done? Mistah has spoken against you. She has claimed, he has claimed that you have committed adultery. The moment Aisha radiallahu anha, my dear brothers in Islam, at the time of the death of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the age of Aisha radiallahu anha was somewhere around 16 to 17 years old. Imagine her age at the time when this incident was taking place. My dear brothers in Islam, a young person, when she heard this message, she said, the moment I start tearing and crying, my tears never stop. I came home, then I realized that the extreme kindness that I found from Rasulullah, I was not well for more than 1 month, and the extreme kindness that I found, that I cannot see. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to visit me and ask me, كيف تيكم, how are you? She used to say, I am fine. But before, there were much more beautiful words came out of Rasulullah. My dear brothers, elders in Islam, she realized that there was something wrong. She did not come out in tears and made a commotion and made any effort to convince Rasulullah. She asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can you give me permission to visit my parents? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted her permission. Here Aisha radiallahu anha ran home and she met her parents, and the parents were in tears and they were crying. Imagine Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, who will be called from all the doors of Jannah, going through this agony in his life. Here the wife of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, they all were in tears. Aisha says radiallahu anha, I went to my parents to ask them
is there any incident like this really happening? And they all confirmed, yes. My dear brothers in Islam, Aisha radiallahu anha says, I spent since that day in tears and in crying. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Ali ibn Abi Talib, Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhum. He called them. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not go for a public stand and defend his wife and his family. Here he called Ali radiallahu anhu, Usama bin Zayd. He asked, O Usama, do you know anything bad about my wife? Ya Rasulullah. The reply from Usama, Ya Rasulullah, how can you imagine such thing? La na'lamu illa khayra. We know nothing about her but only God. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Ali, what is your opinion? Should I keep or what should I do in this situation? Then Ali radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, lay yudhikallahu alayka al-arad. Allah has not made this earth narrow to you. This earth is broad. And if this Aisha do not suit you, these words, his meaning, suit you, you can leave her. There are many Allah has kept for you. This was the opinion of Ali radiallahu anhu. None accused the co-wives like Zainab radiallahu anha. Always had a competition with Aisha. She said, by Allah, that we spoke nothing against Aisha, even though as women we had a competition. Here she says, we only know good about Aisha radiallahu anha. My dear brothers in Islam, then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the freed slave of Aisha radiallahu anha, Barira radiallahu anha, and he asked, oh Barira, do you know any negative behavior of Aisha? She said, by Allah, I know nothing. Here Aisha radiallahu anha narrates, word after word, incident after incident, the time does not permit. But my dear brothers in Islam, she remained in the house of her mother. She was crying. And thereafter Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam climbed the minbar. And he said, oh my sahaba, I have received the accusation from a person. He did not mention the name of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. He said, I have received a complaint from a person about my wife. He has harmed the image of my wife. My wife is an innocent person, and etc. When he delivered, here the Sahaba started talking that Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, Sa'd ibn Ubadah, radiallahu anhum, stood up, hear the commotion. One said, give us permission, Ya Rasulullah, we will slaughter. Another said, you cannot slaughter. The third, that Usayd ibn al-Hudayr, radiallahu anhu, stood up. Ya Rasulullah, he said, O Sa'd ibn Ubadah, you're a munafiq, you're a hypocrite. How can you defend the munafiqun? My dear brothers in Islam, because all the Sahaba were in emotion, when the munafiqun burned the city of Medina, with them few Sahaba also got caught. Like Hassan bin Thabit and radiallahu anhu, like Mistah radiallahu anhu, Hanna bint Jahsh radiallahu anha, such Sahaba also caught into the trap of the hypocrite. They joined them and they said, they also joined, or they spoke about without a proper knowledge, which Allah says in the Quran. My dear brothers in Islam, today the ulama accused of making money, have issued all these certifications to raise money or to make money. At this moment, we as a ummah, who kept quiet, who made sabr, who did not speak the wrong words what the media was speaking, they are the victorious people. Because Allah said in the incident of Aisha, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِالْعِفْكِ عُصْبَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ لَا تَحْسَبُوهُ شَرًّا لَكُمْ بَلْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Allah is saying that such accusation, do not think it is harmful to you all. It is an honor to all of you all. It is good for you all, because Allah will expose the haq very soon. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَحَكَ الْبَاطِلِ. When the truth comes, the batil will vanish. My dear brothers in Islam, this is the situation we can accept when the kuffar speak against the ulama and the people of Iman. But we cannot accept when people of Iman write against the ulama, when people of Islam accuse the ulama, when people of Islam speak against the ulama and claiming they have no skill and no right and etc. They have not even visited them. They have not even visited their organization, but they continue speaking. Last week one person met me. He's saying a group of brothers preparing themselves to write against the ulama. Wallahi, my dear brothers in Islam, at this moment we need to understand what is our real problem. We should not put Islam or the people of Islam down. We should not have deviation. That day in the gathering, when Aisha was accused, there was emotions were taking over amongst the Sahaba. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed in Masjidun Nabawi, commotion started. Here Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calmed them down. And after Salatul Asr, he went to the house of Aisha radiallahu anha. He told, "Oh Aisha, if you have done this, you tell me that you can make tawbah to Allah." She said, "By Allah, that if I say I have done, you will accept. But my Allah knows that I am innocent. And if I say I have not done, that you will still not going to accept, because لَكَدْ اِعْتَرَفْتُمْ وَسَمِعْتُمْ. You all have been conveyed, the propaganda has been done, you all have been conveyed the wrong message about me." And she told while crying, "Oh my mother, at least can you defend me? Oh my father, can you defend me?" Here both of them said, "We cannot speak anything in front of Rasulullah." Then she said, "Your example and my example is what happened to Nabiuna Yusuf, that Nabiuna Yaqub, with regard to Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. Fasaburun jameel, patience is beautiful. Wallahu al-musta'an wa ala ma tasifun. Allah will help me from all those things that you have described against me." And she went back, she read this Quranic verse, she went back and she slept. Aisha radiallahu anha saying, "I was thinking that Allah will show some dream to my Rasulullah and relieve me or release me." But my dear brothers in Islam, that she saying, subhanallah, it did not pass few moments. Here the revelation of Allah was coming one after the other. Around 10 ayat were revealed in freeing Aisha radiallahu anha. It was the day of winter that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sweating. Allah's The ayat one after the other started revealing, and Allah expressed that Allah has freed Aisha. And Allah says in these verses, my dear brothers in Islam, that Allah has freed Aisha radiallahu anha. She has not committed such crime. My dear brothers, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Abushiri Aisha, glad tidings for you, O Aisha." At that moment, Aisha, the mother of Aisha told, Aisha radiallahu anha, "Go and thank Rasulullah." She said, "La ahmadu illallah. Today at this moment, I thank none, I praise none, but my Allah. My Allah is witness. I thank my Allah. My Allah sent down 10 verses to free me and to show to this world that I am an innocent person." My dear brothers in Islam, this Aisha radiallahu anha expressed that Allah sent down ayat. Lessons after lessons when you study. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. These ayat, those who want to spread false message, false propaganda against people of Iman, people of Islam, لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. For them is a painful punishment in this world and in Akhirah. My dear brothers in Islam, these ayats were revealed in freeing Aisha radiallahu anha. My dear brothers in Islam, that's why today the biggest enemy for the people of Iman is the media. The media has been used against Islam. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesied that سَيَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٍ. Very soon, a time will cost this mankind. My dear brothers in Islam, السَّيْفُ فِيهَا أَشَدُّ مِنْ اللسان فيها أشد من وقع السيف. Or كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, a time will come that the media, the tongue or the media will be more sharper than the sword. Today we see across the globe, today we see within our country, whether it's social media, whether it's electronic media, whether it's paper media, huge propaganda were made to convince others against Allah and Rasul, against Islam and Muslims. My dear brothers in Islam, we are in the era of media. We as a Muslim Ummah should strengthen ourselves, unite ourselves. We have a panel of Muslim journalists. May Allah guide them. Many of them spoke at this moment in support of Islam and Muslims. Now we as a Muslim Ummah should unite. We can take the blame and accusation from the people of Kuffar, but we cannot take the blame and accusation from the people of Iman. They themselves are claiming all this information given to us by your people. My dear brothers in Islam, no matter who says what, when this problem started more than three to four months, this problem continued. The ulama took a moderate step. Let's go to a table of dialogue and discussion. Last week, alhamdulillah, that we brought them in front of us to a dialogue and discussion in the presence of the government officials. We brought them in front of us for a dialogue. Now we have started a dialogue. Now we have started a discussion. Now we have started talking. They have raised issues. We have to answer. We have raised issues. They will answer. By dialogue, we could resolve this problem. Imagine the incident between Shaitan and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the Quran when he was thrown out. The dialogue that he continued with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why not we as a people, that Allah continued. Finally he said, give me a little time to live in this world. Give me respite, O Allah, that I would live and exist in this world. And I will do certain things. But Allah said, you have no authority over the people of Iman. My dear brothers in Islam, now it has come to a level of dialogue and discussion where we have already started. Why? We had taken approach looking at the Muslims within us, within Columbus Circle, thinking of the Muslims living across the island. There are areas, 1,500 Muslims, surrounded by 45,000 other beliefs and other cultures. We cannot do a wrong move, wrong effort, that the harm or the consequences will be faced by them. That's why, while people claiming, accusing, why these people are silent, they have brought this damage, they have done this, why don't they come out, they attack, they talk. No, my dear brothers in Islam, we have to think what to answer, what not to answer, how to answer, where to answer, what manner to answer. Media itself is an ocean. We have to be careful. One reply should not harm another. Other reply should not harm another. We need to take a very careful, moderate stand. Today, when you look at the paper media, many are writing in support of the Muslims. Many people of other faith are praising the Muslims, praising the patience of the Muslims. Our patience have killed them. There are people who called and who claim every day, patience, patience, there is a limit. My dear brothers, patience should continue. There is a limit. There is no limit for patience. A person feels that there is no limit. That is the beginning of patience. We need to understand, my dear brothers in Islam, now as a Muslim Ummah, we have to unite. We have to bond at this problem. Many brothers, many organizations joined hands, said, let us join and battle. Many were concerned. May Allah bless all of them. May Allah strengthen them. May Allah guide. And all of us make dua, and that barakah will continue in our lives. And a day will come, we will hear this shahada from all parts of the country. People will welcome the people of Islam. People will honor. The suspicion today will be removed soon, inshallah ta'ala. It is our opportunity now. Now they are asking, let us explain them what is haq, what is truth. It is very simple. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَحَقَ الْبَاطِلِ. Allah is saying, let us believe, let us have firm conviction. When the truth comes, batil will go away. Let us change our akhlaq, our sifat, our approach. Let us promote and propagate, to make a propaganda. Let us market the beautiful Islam, the life of Muhammad, in order they understand, they inculcate, they respect, they value Muslim, we as a community in this country. Whatever we have spoken, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, protect us, and protect Islam.